given to you at this time. And we identify with you as Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And you came into our lives and you renewed us with a right spirit in us, the Spirit of the Lord in us. Hallelujah. And we identify with you today in this service in every way. We identify with you. That is our identity, Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory. We thank you. We praise you for that today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. It is well with our souls. If you can say that, sing it, and believe it, you're doing a very, very great service to yourselves and others in the days that we're living in. Amen. There are great days, and I think the prophets of old said if they could only live in these days, they'd, you know, and personally, I'm glad I didn't have to switch my life for their life. We're living in these days, and we're hoping that God is, well, our hope is in Christ. And the days that are upon us are somewhat, could put a spirit of fear in people that don't have Christ, but it's those that have Christ, it's the greatest day that we've ever had throughout the earth. I mean, I'm talking about countries and everything like that. It's great days that we live in. Praise the Lord. We're going to have an opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God with your tithes, with your offerings. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. It's a great privilege, Lord, that we can bring our finances and we can bring a tenth, a tithe. And God, that you said that you would do miracles that would be mind-blowing, and you do. And we thank you so very much for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to the community church. God bless you in your giving. Hallelujah. Let's see, it's Sunday. And next Sunday, it will be Sunday also. But Monday, we start special meetings with Dave Wagner. So it's only a week away. And time flies when you're planning great things. And so Dave's going to be here Monday night at 7 o'clock. And those meetings will go until Thursday night. And if it was any information that was mistrued or wasn't right, I take it back to myself. Anyway, he's going to be here for four nights, and that'll be great. During the day, just to give you a little bit of information on it, I'm wanting to see the ministers of the gospel, and that's all of us, but even those that are in some type of ministry, that they would be prophesied over and prayed for. And so we're taking on nations. In during the day, we'll be ministering to Central America, Canada, because the borders are closed there. They can't get over. So Darlene Smith will be, we'll have Zoom, and I think she has room for 100 people on Zoom. So, and then Detroit Lakes is coming down early on Wednesday night with their whole staff with Mel Manning and with the Compassion House. So there'll be a lot of ministry that's going on. So come prepared, be ready to say, yes, Lord, I want to hear a word from you for my life. And it's called the Now Conference. If we just put a Now Conference, we need to know what's going on now. And because then in the fall we have next. And I really believe that God's wanting to give us something now that we can understand now in these next 5 months. And if we would take a look at our political, if we'd look at all of the mountains, they're needing God to take over. And especially our political arena is definitely gonna be challenged in the next 5 months. And then what's next? The conference next, all right? All right, Danny, you have, all right, well, if he does, we'll announce it after the service. Well, praise God. You know, thank God for the Bible, huh? Great, great book. Thank you, praise and worship team. Fantastic. Let's give them a hand this morning. Yeah, just the faithfulness. And actually, they will be presenting during that time, the four nights. However, that's working out, Bethany and team, we'll go for that. Praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking the many stories in the Bible, to relate them not only in an Old Testament sense that it was, you know, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, but it's very, very much important that we take what was done there as a timing. How is it affecting my life? And I was just thinking about Daniel and the three Hebrew children, and how if we were looking at a situation or situations in our own life, how could we identify with these three Hebrew children that were Daniel's cohorts? And so I'm just going to read a scripture starting in Daniel 3 and 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. Let's go up to 14. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the God, a gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery is in sympathy with all kinds of music, and fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, furious furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king." Now that's some powerful words after being spoke to by a king and speaking that type of faith, that type of belief system in their God. So apparently, I think Nebuchadnezzar apparently had a God and the gods of the world and prosperity and all the great things that he was living under. But then here comes these three men and saying, "Well, we're not going to bow down. We're not going to submit our lives into your hand. We're going to believe God." And I really believe that in the days that we're living in, we need to believe God. Amen. Okay, so if that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from a burning furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand. Hallelujah. But if not, let it be known, O king, that you do not serve we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. He's ticked off. And the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men, and I want that to go into your mind, mighty men of valor who was in his army, to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their tunics, and then other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning, furious furnace. Therefore, because the king command was urgent and the furnace extremely hot, the flames of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning, flaming fire. Oh, boy. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose up in haste and spoke, saying to the counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw that the men on whose body the fire had no power, the hair of their heads were not singed, nor were the garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Wow. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who set his angel and delivered his servants who trust in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to the province of Babylon. Wow, what a story, huh? And I think that the historical stories that God lays out for us in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that we can use for our benefit. And this story is very beneficial to us, especially in the day that we live in. It's very beneficial to us. Amen? Because everything that should have been marked saying, "You're in trouble. I mean, your lights are out. You're done for," God went and just turned it around for their favor. And at the end of it, they become the leaders of the Babylonian kingdom that they were actually placed in. And so I just think that it's pretty cool that God himself will come and he will win the battles for us if we'll stand up and believe his word. And I think every story that is told in the Old and New Testament is for our benefit, that we can go to and we can say, "I'm going to stand for God. I'm going to believe that God will bring us out of this." The word Babylon means confusion and comes from a root word meaning to overflow or mix. Okay? So, overflow or mix. It is also rendered as the gate of God. Babylon speaks of religious confusion and a mixture of truth and tradition. This is destroyed by the furnace experience. The mighty men of Babylon, whether demons or giants of fear or unbelief, are consumed by the flames. And so when the mighty men of Babylon, which Nebuchadnezzar said, "Okay, hey guys, tie these people up. These are mighty men. This wasn't just, you know, well, we got a few people that could throw you in the fire." He had his mighty men, and his mighty men got too close to the fire, and they got burnt up. And I really believe that the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth of the stories that he told in the Bible, burns up all that religious, traditional things that we put our trust in. And I think today it's being challenged. Everything on earth is being challenged. Everything on earth is being shaken. And what can't shake will stand in these days. And the kingdom and God and his great army will stand. And we are part of that great army, and I get pretty excited about that. Hallelujah. So we go into the fire bound. Have you ever felt like you were placed in the fire? Maybe at a job situation, maybe at a home situation, maybe at a school situation, maybe at a government positional place that you just say, hey, you know what? There's just something wrong here. And you know, do you realize that God is for you? Do you realize as you stand in faith that God will overcome the giants of fear and doubt, unbelief? You know, I know we have elections coming up, and you know, it's kind of the fear of one party gets in and the other party doesn't get in, and we say, well, that's curtains. Well, looking at this story, there was a lot of curtains that were going to be closed. And these three men that just said, we're going to believe God. We're not going to give in to other gods or other traditions submit ourselves to organized religion of men. We have to believe God. And when we believe God, we begin to see signs, wonders, miracles. And the hotter the fire gets, the better off we are. Because they were cast into the fire, bound. You know, like when you get cast in the fire bound, then how do you get out of the fire walking out of the fire? You know, I was thinking tying your legs, tying your arms behind your back and throwing you in a fire. Something had to happen. Was it a pretend fire? No, it wasn't a pretend fire. It burnt up all of the great mighty men of Babylon, and so these guys are in the fire. So the fire did something for them. It loosed them. You know, when they were, the fire, it didn't burn them, didn't even singe the hair on their heads. Hallelujah. And yet, they stood in there and they received their miracles because they said, I will not bow to what the world or what Babylon, again, Babylon means confusion. And I just see in my own life, looking at the whole thing, I do not want to function in confusion. You know, and just being me, I have to fight confusion. I have to fight these things. And so the Word of God gives us great strength. That's why reading the Word of God will change your life. Every day reading the Word of God, it'll always kind of, oh yeah, I read that this morning. Or so reading the Word of God is so very, very important. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So anyway, they were loosed. We go into the fire bound, we come out of the furnace loosed and are given a promotion in the government. David, congratulations for running. Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. Somebody just standing up and said, hey, you know, and I believe this story is more about you than others that run with you. And if you believe it, it's going to be a great promotion in the days ahead because you said, this is what I believe that God wanted me to do. And so with you believing that, God's going to exalt you in the governments, not only the spiritual, but also natural governments. And so I wouldn't give up by just stepping out and doing the deal. You were very honorable. You brought God into the picture. You talked with the people. You know, it might take one, two times, three times. It certainly, when they went through this, it made believers out of Babylon. And it's important that Babylon believes. You know, our greatest commission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost and those that do not have Christ living in their lives. Greatest commission. Number one commission is preach the gospel. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the Lord. Tell them about how he changed your life forever. And when you do that, things begin to happen in their lives, and all this religious bondage and confusion begins to fall off, and demons of fear and doubt and unbelief begin to leave, and you begin to stand in faith towards a one true God. Hallelujah. I like that. So we're loosed from our bondages that we were tied in by Babylon, the religious system, the confusing system. And there's glorious liberty in the fire. You say, well, I hope I never have to get thrown in the fire. No, there's glorious liberty that happens in the fire because all of the things that they were bound by was loosed. And the fire was very important because that's what loosed them. That it was burnt off them. Now, it didn't burn their hair, it didn't burn anything else, but it burnt off the bondages. So liberty in the fire is what's going to happen to us. Amen? And you think about that, I just want to say the mighty men of Babylon perished when they cast the three Hebrew children into the fire. Or should I say, they perished when they cast you into the fire. You're putting your name into the fire. And what the fire can do for you, it loses you. It sets you free. You're not bound by religious system and confusion any longer. You're trusting in the God of heaven and earth. And you know, before Christ, I cannot say that I was, well, I couldn't say that I was so religiously bound in systems because I just really, I believed in God probably. But I was just, I was kind of lukewarm. I was like, the system's all right, you know, whatever happens, you know. One of the thoughts is, you know, if I go to hell, I'll be there with all my friends and we can have a party, you know. If you read the Bible, that isn't the way it is. But you had that type of mentality, that type of confusion, that type of Babylonian thought that even the king of Babylon thought that, well, hey, you know what? I got it made, and now you ticked me off, and now you're going to have to suffer the wrath. And, of course, we find out they were set free. Amen? And then the king become very, very interested about it. So the powers of the world that we live in is not the powers that are over us, if you're hearing what I'm saying. I mean, when Black lives matter. Of course they matter. White lives matter. All lives matter. Funding for our police officers, does that matter? Yes. You know, I mean, come on. You know, I don't know. When I need a police officer, I need them. It's a 911, and I want to see them very, very fast because that's what's going to. But right now, we have this confusion going on, but you know what? We just cut it off. In Jesus' name. And these things are going to start being dealt with by the power of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe the church is rising up in the day and the hour that we're living in. And I believe that there's Hebrew children that are growing up and just saying, hey, we're going to stand for God. We're going to believe God. Hallelujah. And we're liberated. Hallelujah. And we're placed in high places because they can trust you in high places. You know, I mean, sometimes I'm looking at the politician, I'm going, I don't know if I could trust them with anything. And I'm not going to talk about one side or the other. All I'm saying is, will I trust them with my life? Or will I trust Jesus Christ, the one that set the Hebrew children free, and promised that all of the things that were going to happen in their lives will be ordered of the Lord. Amen. And the fire should have burned them. All natural things, that fire should have burnt them up. They wrapped their clothes around them. You know, clothes burn pretty fast. I mean, they had a lot of things that would start on fire. But you know what? God will protect us. God will bring us through. God will bring us to the other side. And persecution is good for the church. So if you're persecuted for the gospel's sake, well, you know, I shared the gospel with this person. They got so mad. Good. That's good. And you say, well, is it good? Yeah, because the process is started. You know, you first you're mad, then you're sad, then you're glad. You know, I mean, you have to go that area. Okay, they're sad about it, or they're mad about it because you confronted them. They're sad about it because they know the truth, and they're glad about it when they hear the truth and they get set free. Amen. And so we walk in the truth. And you know, just this last week, people that you run into, surprisingly how much they love you to pray for them. You know, and in business times, you always go, well, I'm not going to pray because I'm a businessman and I do that. It's surprising how many people are needing and wanting prayer. And if you just stop and say, hey, you know what? And sometimes I'll say, I'm a minister at the community church. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for that situation? And, you know, I don't think they've ever said no. I did have that one time somebody said no, but it was, yeah, that's another story. Hallelujah. So we got the ropes burned off us. We've got all this thing. So the God and prince of this world system will be shocked at the deliverance power of God. See, the world is looking for power. And when they see power, they say, man, did you see that? And of course, the mighty men that the world has, mighty men and women that the world has, really cannot stand up to the fire as we go through it as men and women of God. You know, we've been given a mandate that is not easy. We've been given a position, army, that in the army of the Lord, we have to go in, we have to stand in that position. And if you're a soldier, any soldier, they will go and they risk their lives for what they believe in. And maybe it's just even in being enlisted in your positional place. And maybe we as Christians need to enlist into the army of the Lord, whatever that means to you. You know, enlisting into something. I believe that this story is true. And I believe that the Hebrew children came out and they were cleaned of all the confusion that wanted to live in their lives. And so anyway, they were set free. They were just believing God. You know, believing God is fun. Yeah, well, I'm believing God. Oh, well, you're just using him for a crutch. Well, anything I can grab, and if it's a crutch, and if it's working, whatever you say. But if we trust in God, then God shows up. Amen? And one of the greatest things that we have is belief. Abraham said that he believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. When you believe God, you're in the right place at the right time. And so that's what it's all about, is us believing. And so when you believe something, you go tell somebody else what you believe, and pretty soon the Holy Spirit is starting working on them, and they're going to come, how do you get into this deal that you're believing in? And then you probably have an opportunity to lead them to Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So the God and prince of this world system will be shocked at our deliverance. The rulers of the religious system will be astonished when they see the people who cannot move or cannot be moved. The Lord Jesus confounded and shocked the Pharisees of his day. Didn't he? I mean, even his disciples were shocked what Jesus was doing. And they wanted to be disciples. They wanted to, but the Pharisees and Sadducees of that day, they hated Jesus. And so if they don't, if we're trying to find a popularity contest that we have Jesus in our life, and if persecution doesn't come, then we're not going to be delivered like the Hebrew children were delivered. We're going to go through hard times. There is going to be difficult times. There will be lies lied about you. There's a lot of things that go on that God delivers us from. Amen? Amen? A couple of you believe it? Okay. So the rulers of the religious system will be astonished. And, you know, I just think about it. The mighty men were astonished. And I know that Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. What in the world just happened? My best men, just getting close to the fire, they got burnt up. My best man. You'd have to start, wow, who is this God of heaven and these three Hebrew? Who is this God? And so we see a great, great thing. The mighty men of Babylon perished when they cast these godly men in the fire. Number two, you're loosed in the furnace. We go into the furnace bound, but we come out loosed. Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus died, when he went through all the stuff that he went to, and then he was raised from the dead, was it a loosing going on there? Was there a fire that he went through? I mean, he was crucified. He was dead. He was buried. He descended into hell. Are we having fun yet? You know, Jesus, what did you do? Well, you know what? I died there, and I had a few moments, but he descended into hell, and he delivered the power over hell back onto mankind. Wow. And then he has the best idea is now I'm going to rise again. And all the religion was just, I mean, Mary and those that went to see him said, well, what happened? And then they start seeing angels and they start having these heavenly contacts with the God of heaven. Wow. And here Jesus is, come and touch my hand, walking through walls. Come and touch the hand, my hand and my side, Thomas. You know what? There may be a lot of unbelief, but you know what? There's a lot more truth that God's wanting to give to the Thomases and to the disciples, whatever they were doing, and to us as Christian believers, because God is ready to do great and wonderful things for us. Amen. And again, Nebuchadnezzar come and said, there are four men in the fire. Whether you believe that fourth man was Daniel or whether you believe that he was a Christ-like appearance of Christ in the Old Testament, the principle remains. For the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So we're in the fire. We're in affliction. We're going through maybe different things. That you feel like, man, if I can get through this, then I probably could get through. I've felt like weeks, if I can get through this week, or if I can get through this period of time. But you know, God is with you. You know, and so when you're going through hard times, when you're going through difficult times, when you feel like the fire of affliction is upon you, God's with you. Jesus Christ looked like the Son of God. And if it was Daniel, I think maybe the type and shadow was Jesus, the Son of God, was with you in the fire. And it burnt off everything that we say, well, you know, sickness, disease, all of this stuff, it just burned it off. You know, we're fighting these coronaviruses and different things on that order. Burn it off. Burn it off. Set me free. You know? And that has nothing to do with what man is telling you to do, and if God tells you to do something, go ahead and do it if God told you that. But you know what? We have to believe that God has the coronavirus under control. Yes. Or in complete control, I should say. And the world right now is looking for the saints of God, the army of the living God, to rise up and to speak the truth throughout every nation on the face of the earth. And when I say that, for some reason, I'm always looking at like the Arctic Circle or the Antarctica, that even there, they know about the coronavirus. And I really believe that God's going to use it for his glory, that you will be healed. You can be healed by the blood of Jesus Christ because it hasn't lost its power. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And so there was four men in the fire. We find out that the fourth one was like the Son of God. And we have to realize that whatever we're going through, this applies to us. Daniel and the mighty men. And you know, you can go through David killing Goliath and Ruth standing in the gap and becoming that woman of God, or Esther for such a time as this that we were born. This is our time. This is our season. This is our battle. And we win. Amen? And I don't know if there was one place in that short reading that God wasn't winning, you know, or that I didn't see the Hebrew children over in the corner with their, it was kind of like this, with their feet and they're saying, the fire's going to get me, the fire. No, they were walking around the fire. Yeah, what's going on? Hey, who's this guy anyway? The fourth man in the fire. Hey, we're doing pretty good. We're not even burnt. Our hair isn't even singed. The smell of smoke isn't even on us. Wow. Now that's mind-blowing to me. The smell of smoke, you're in a fire, you're getting burnt up. I like it. So we don't have to huddle in the corner and say, this is going to be my little place in glory land. No, we're walking in the fire. We're doing something in the fire. We're speaking the truth in love in the fire. We're speaking all of the miracles, signs, and wonders in the fire of affliction. Because I don't think that we're going to get out of this thing alive. And that's a good deal. We'll be alive in Christ all the way through. Amen? And so, in summing this up, the mighty men of Babylon, they perished. And so, we do not put your trust in man. Put your trust in the Lord. You know, and I like a lot of the political guys and gals, and I don't appreciate others because of their viewpoints. But let's not put our trust in anyone's hand except the hand of God. Right, Linda? Hallelujah. Congratulations on your well. Yeah, I was thinking about that. The narrative of a well in Africa, and that the story will be told that the first time they used the well, there would be thousands of children, maybe let's say 2,000 children and parents, and for cleaning and washing. How many bottles of water, if it was for a bottle of water, was $1, and we gave $10,000 to get the well, and so we have 1,000 bottles of water, and if it was $1, it'd be $1,000, right? So the first day it'll be $1,000, and the next day, and then baths. I don't know what they charge there, but that's probably two. So in 10 days, there would be $1,000 or $10,000 that would be used. And this thing's going to go on for year after year after year, because people said, I'll give $1, I'll give $100, I'll give, and, but really, what a great idea to invest in, huh? Yes. You know, if you think about it, in 10 days, if it was 1,000 bottles, you paid for your investment, amen? And then God's ready to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon you that you cannot contain in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So it should put a smile on your face. And okay, so then we get this idea, okay, well, we're spending too much money and we're doing this and that. So then we thought it would be a good idea. I was talking with Danny. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. What do you mean? Let's raise finances for another well, another Linda's well, so she'll have Linda's wells. Well, we can't do that. We don't have enough money. Well, we got all sorts of money. We just sell a bottle for a dollar. Well, even better yet, let's just give it away and let God do the great things that he did for the Hebrew children here. Amen. We just have to look at it. And you know what? We did that. And then so we get a call from this gang over in California, and they got so excited about it, they put down the first $2,000 on the well, the second well that we're going to drill. Okay, is that good? Okay, and we'd like to see that done by the end of the year. And so then you start your calculation again. It's fun. You know, just walking in God, believing God's word, believing that these Hebrew children said they shouldn't have been so smart. Nebuchadnezzar should have been a lot smarter. And yet, when you believe in God, you believe in his promise, you believe in his miracles, great things happen. Amen. Would you please stand? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a miracle-working God. Yes. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is not short. And like, oh, well, you can't do anything about the situation that I'm in. Mary, you're healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You are healed. You've been healed. And the healing power of God is upon you. Bethany, you're healed in Jesus' name. Linda, when we pray, then we will proceed. And that's the word of the Lord. When we pray, then we will proceed. That's Dave Jens said, pray and go and possess your promises. And I really believe that in this season of time, in this next week, God is going to give us the now word for the now time. I cannot go another week, 2 weeks, or months without a now word. I have to find a now word for my life, for my family's life, for my city's life, a now word. And I'm praying that Dave Wagner comes with a now word that will shake us to the very foundations that are on the inside of us. Amen. And the word of the Lord will be so powerful, and nations will be changed because we decided to say, hey, if a well can make that much difference, how about one word of the Lord to change someone's life forever? You get one idea that turns the world upside down. And I believe that that's the God that we're serving in this day that we're living in. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the move of God. I ask, Lord, that you begin to move upon people's lives. I ask you, Lord, that they get out of a confusion area and come in and out of the overflow or mix. We don't want mix because mix takes away the power. We're wanting your power. We're not wanting it mixed with religion. We're not wanting it mixed with any Babylonian thing that will pollute it and it won't work. God, we come to you today and ask that we will have the power of the living gospel moving and reigning and ruling in our lives like never before, that our hearts would be on fire. Did not our hearts burn when we walked with Jesus? And I'm sure that when these guys were burning up, did we not burn? And it wasn't the fire of affliction. It was the fire of the Holy One of Israel. Live with us. Come, Lord Jesus, be everything that you can be in our lives. God, we call out to the God of heaven and earth, the creator of all things. God, we thank you, Lord, for a story that would be so inspirational that it'd be mind-blowing to us. In fact, we can't even grasp it. We think it's a fairy tale, but the truth is the truth, and it keeps marching on. We love you today, Jesus. We adore you today, Jesus. You know, and I don't know how you show up to each person, but you know, sometimes, Lord, when you show up, my heart is broken. My life seems to be in just a battle, but you show up in the fire. When you show up, there's something so powerful, something so majestic, something so beautiful. Hallelujah. And so we release that upon the church here, the meetings that are coming up, on our evangelistic efforts to just get anyone and everyone to have a chance to hear about Jesus Christ, the life-changing source on the earth. We release it now, and we thank you, Lord. And God, I just ask, Lord, for a real supernatural touch of God for each person here today, that this next week will be words spoken to them right out of heaven, that they can say, wow, God, I heard from you out of heaven. It changed my life. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. God bless you today. Make sure that you say hi and goodbye as you're leaving. Be blessed. Again, this next week, we're going to be working out some of the areas. We'll be having tables, that we'll meet with tables just to kind of keep us in areas, because we have people coming from Detroit Lakes, others coming from Bedette and stuff. So we'll have tables all set up, all of our tables. All right.